from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At training camp yesterday, for a fourth day in a row, we saw John Gruden. Why are you worried about this? It sounds like you're a little nervous.
I was.
What's the downside of him watching practice, being in team meetings?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is one, I know like a couple people in the text are like, he didn't do anything all that bad. I'm like, he said some pretty hateful stuff, so I don't love that. Right. Andy has been given the benefit of the doubt on guys like this forever because everyone loves Andy. Everyone respects Andy. So for as many times as he's brought Michael Vick in, or brought in Gruden, or brought in people who have fallen on harder times from a football perspective, he's brought them in. It seems fairly obvious now that he's got bigger things in mind for Gruden. Yesterday, he said he wants John Gruden to get another head coaching job. And he's had him in for 4 straight practices, and he's been sitting in on meetings. There is a better, I would think, than 50% chance Gruden is a consultant for this team the entire year at the rate it's going. The only downside...
What's the downside?
The only downside risk would be is if he, you know, like he got into some old habits of sending some bad emails. If it's outside of that, there really isn't. You'll never hear from the guy. He'll never be out public facing. He'll just be working behind the scenes as an experienced football consultant, giving you a couple of suggestions in a meeting. I was trying to decide if there's a downside. The truth is, I don't really think there is.
No.
I've been asked, but that's one of the things I've been asked about the most, I think, by people. I'm sure you have too, with your friends. Like, what's the deal with Gruden? Why is he there? What's the point? And for Andy, I think some of it is more redemption for Andy than I think he's a great football mind kicking around idea. I think Andy wants to revive his career.
Well, they've also known each other for 30 years. I mean, if you were good friends with someone, a colleague that is in the same field as yours, and you're a head coach and have the stability that Andy Reid has and the sway that Andy Reid has in that organization, and you have an opportunity to help, in this case, a friend of yours who is extremely also knowledgeable about the field that you are in, why wouldn't you try to have him around at camp? And maybe it lends itself into something more. But yeah, there's no downside here. Like, it's another set of eyeballs, another smart football mind. I'm just talking about football, not the emails. I'm just talking about from a football perspective. There is no downside there. And I'm sure it was not even an issue for Andy to bring him in.
I mean... He probably hasn't. He probably didn't even think about it.
Like, but
I think
people worried he's going to, like, what, he's going to go fax over, scan the playbook? Give me a break.
You know what I think people's fear is that, like, he'll somehow become the coach in waiting, and then Gruden will be the next head coach of the Kansas City.
I don't think he'll ever be a head coach in the NFL again.
I don't think so either. I think the way that it ended, and he wasn't even coaching well when it ended. His team stunk. Now, he had bad quarterback play and a million other problems that probably weren't all of his fault, but his last couple of teams weren't very good. He was maybe on his way out anyway. Remember, people were already asking about his job stability. Then that stuff leaked, and then he was definitely out the door. And if I remember the story right, they were trying to figure out a way to, like, keep him employed because they didn't want to pay him all the money to get him to go. They didn't want to have to pay the money to fire him because their owner is broke.
Someone said he should drive the team bus during the season as well.
That is the only interesting part is, like, he did that to you. Why would you want this guy? But it's football.
Because they're close friends. People, yeah. They're friends. You heard Mahomes talk about it. Like, it's nice to have the opposing, in a way, someone that's gone up against you and that has tried to stop you. If you were John Gruden going up against Mahomes when he was the Raiders, it's nice to have that mind in the room as well. You can learn off of that. So I truly don't see the downside other than you're like, hey, you just don't think he should be around because of the off the field stuff. But from a football angle, there is no downside whatsoever with the entire move.
No, there's not. I just was kicking it around because it's something I have been asked about a ton because it's weird. Some of it's just because it's off-putting. Like, you see Gruden, and he's in the Chiefs stuff, and you're like, oh.
I mean, it looks weird. Less than anybody. That's I mean, Tom I mean. Brady yeah. in a Bucs uniform looked really weird at first.
And now you're just kind of used to it, you know? And then, like, it's not weird
Aaron
for me
Aaron Rodgers, the four snaps he played for the Jets last year looked weird in a Jets uniform.
Yeah, I don't even remember him in a Jets uniform. It's going to look weird again.
It will.
Didn't even see him
only
in a Jets.
Only saw for four snaps.
Didn't even see him in a Jets uniform last year. That was... Was that one of the five most defining moments of the NFL season?
Of course. And it's one of the biggest storylines.
I was going to say, I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe a top five storyline again going into the year. Chiefs three-peat, Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. Those are at least two of the five biggest stories going into the year. And now, all of a sudden, Ayuk has become one of the bigger stories. That deal's still not done, by the way. For all the reporting mm-hmm. yesterday, it said it was close. Still not that close.
I think Diana Rossini came out shortly after the show was over yesterday and said that he's still, you know, observing options. You know, he's still contemplating options. I think that was something that she tweeted out shortly after the show was done. So it's like
it seems like it would be stunning that a deal doesn't happen at all at this point, just based off of where everything's at. But they're reporting suggesting like it was done deal. Like clearly that's just not true. I mean, they would have like, this thing is still dragging. It's been going on for 3 days now.
Yes. Something is holding up the deal. I think part of it is Ayuk wants his he wants the cake and to eat it too, right? He wants both. He clearly does not want to play for a loser. The Patriots have given up what the 49ers wanted for the trade. So would the Browns. And he said, nah, I don't want to play with either of those losers. And now he's trying to force feed himself to a winning team. And that's a challenge because winning teams are going to give up less in compensation, making it less likely. The 49ers are willing to work through this deal with you. Also less likely, they're going to give you the dollar amount that you want to make right now if you're Ayuk, which creates a completely another sect of problems. I don't blame him for trying. Like, I get it. You want to get traded and you want to be on a team as good as the team you're on now. Tough. And you'd like to be the highest paid wide receiver in the league. Okay, you are asking too much. If that's what you really want, just become a free agent. Play out this year on the contract. Hope that they don't tag you. And if they do, play out both years. Become a free agent. Make a massive contract and choose a winner.
And is he actually worthy? I know that the market says that, you know, it's going to keep climbing, but is he even worthy in the first place of number one wide receiver money?
Is he worthy of it? That's what he's going to get wherever he goes. So yes,
we said this. Like, he's a top 15 or 20 wide receiver in the league statistically. So
that's what you get.
I don't think a winning team is not going. I don't think a winning team is going to pay him that money. And I think this is the way it kind of goes in sports. If you want more money, you're going to go to a team that's probably not winning very much in order to get the money that you want to make.
But that doesn't mean he's not worthy of being a number one wide receiver in the NFL. Oh, I mean, he's next. He's kind of next guy up in that tier. He's do a big raise and he's about to get one, whether it's in Pittsburgh or wherever. And they're going to treat him like their number one. Like we all like George Pickens. I mean, Brandon Ayuk will be the number one wide receiver, not George Pickens.
I mean, like paid like the best wide receiver in football. More
that's just
lines.
The way it works.
Like I think he is
3 years from now, he'll be paid like the 20th best wide receiver in football.
Sure.
Like he is.
He is a number one wide receiver, but it's not like if you look at the winning teams, I mean, Buffalo could use a wide receiver. If he wants to be on a winner with a good quarterback, maybe he should wait.
That's who he wants to call, but it's just Buffalo's made their plan. They drafted a first round wide receiver.
They have nothing to give up.
Yeah, and they've made their plan. The problem with trying to get traded in August is everybody has firmly settled into, this is us now. We've made our decisions. Whether we like it or not, we've made our bed, right? So these are the wide receivers. If the Chiefs had known before last season what their wide receivers were like, maybe they try to make a trade. But they had settled into, this group is good enough. That's why we've chosen them.
Thinking of wide receivers, let's get back to Kansas City here. You were asking, is one of the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.